Edgar, let's talk a little bit about the view from space. Tell me about that work.
Well, it actually is an old work that I recorded almost 30 years ago on audio tape, describing my experience of seeing Earth and the heavens and from space on the way back from the moon. And it got tucked away in a little audio cassette in my closet for many years. And my young son and his mother a few years ago, about 3 years ago, pulled it out and said, this ought to be on modern media, and proceeded to make some CDs and DVDs from it. And they have been quite well received, although I haven't entered a major marketing effort on them. They've been quite well received by those folks that have had a chance to listen to them. That's kind of the story. And so they've made a set of CDs, part of with three CDs. Two of them are just a tour guide description of going to the moon. The third one is this view from space, a message of peace that describes the epiphany, the insights that I had on coming back from the moon. And that's been quite well received. Thank you.
Edgar, as you look at worldwide events now, and everybody concerned about the event of possible nuclear holocaust, that nukes could get in the hands of the wrong people, do you hold, I guess, mankind in esteem to the point where you think we're going to get out of this, we're going to be okay, or do you think we're headed for disaster?
I think we have all the opportunity to learn that violence only begets more violence, and learn how to conduct our lives with each other and on this planet as a civilization, short of blowing ourselves up. It's very evident that we could do that with if we're not careful, and so far we haven't been very careful. Buckminster Fuller at the beginning of the space age pointed out back in the 50s that we're the crew of Spaceship Earth, but we're a crew in mutiny, and how do you run a spaceship with a mutinous crew? And that's exactly what we are. We haven't learned to conquer and control our passions and our greed and our belief that our ego, that what we believe is the best thing and the only thing to believe. And so we're still a juvenile species. We're just barely out of the trees, frankly.
You know, they say we have free will. Something went wrong with us when we were created. I mean, we're too violent.
Well, exactly. But the point is, we can overcome that. This is exactly what my view from space is about, is to having an insight, tuning in and recognizing we're all connected, that it's all part of the same thing. We're all one, as it were. And getting that message across, learning to live it, is what's vital here. Now, we see different examples of how this transformational idea takes place. And we see it in folks who've had near-death experiences, so-called out-of-body experiences, these types of experiences where they suddenly see their life and themselves and civilization and humanity and nature with totally new eyes, and that's what we're talking about. And when that happens, we have the chance to transform ourselves and to learn to live in harmony and peace, which is the way we're designed to live. But we have to overcome our greed, our tendency towards self-service only, and to start to look at the greater good. Now, all the great religions at their core teach this, but when they get politicized and enculturated and perverted by these human frailties, they seem to be something else. And so, in my opinion, the radicals in each tradition, it doesn't matter which tradition, the radicals in each tradition get off track and take us in the wrong direction. And that's what is happening right now.
I sometimes wonder that, to our benefit, if we could only get visited publicly by extraterrestrials who would clearly, like the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, they land right there on the lawn in Washington, D.C., yeah. and an alien like Michael Rennie comes out with his robot, and all of a sudden, I would guess this planet may finally wake up. But I don't understand why that doesn't happen. Because we believe we've been visited, but why don't they do that?
Well, I would say, frankly, George, that the problem is our problem, not theirs. They're waiting to see if we're going to mature and come to our senses and start to realize and develop our own destiny, as opposed to having to be saved, when we really have all the capability right within ourselves to do the right thing, and we just aren't doing it.
And that's a good point. We do want to be saved. Yeah, and maybe that's not our mission. We've got to do this ourselves.
That is exactly my point, is that we are put together in such a way. That is what the, in my view, the view from space, the message of peace is all about, is it turns out that that was an experience of viewing the heavens and our earth and ourselves from a distance and having the big picture perspective suddenly thrust upon you and realizing that we don't have to be this way, that violence is simply not the right approach, that violence only begets more violence, and when we pursue that in that way, we're just wrong. We are not reaching our potential or our maturity, and we will surely destroy ourselves if we keep doing that. And it's not up to somebody to save us, it's for us to save ourselves.
Sure thing. From your entire trip during that period in 1971, from the Earth to the Moon, what for you, or maybe even back, what for you was the most inspiring, the most awe-inspiring?
Well, it was precisely what we were just talking about. It comes from seeing Earth from space and the heavens in that setting to see the big picture. And just to make the long story short, after I came back, this was such a powerful experience when I recognized that the molecules in my body and the molecules in the spacecraft had been prototyped in some ancient generation of stars, and that it's really all one, that we're interconnected in this way, and accompanied by a realization that was ecstatic, blissful. And coming back, and eventually with the help of some scholars, finding that was description of that was not in our science literature, but in the ancient Sanskrit, and it's called samadhi. Salvakalpa Samadhi, where you see things as separate as they really are. They're separate, but recognize underlying that is a connectedness. They're really all one. And learning to accept that, live that way, and get rid of our violent tendencies is what evolution and development is really all about.